Hi, everybody. I'm Lights Cameron Jackson here with Justin Hurwitz, the composer for the incredible La La Land. Justin, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, my gosh. I got to tell you, the night I watched this movie, after it was over, I had like three songs swirling in my head simultaneously at the same time. And then every day since, a different song has been in my head. What has that experience been like for you with so many incredible songs in this film and in the days since?
I mean, that's great to hear because that is exactly our goal, that melodies will get stuck in people's heads. I spend a very, very long time before the movie is shot, you know, working with Damien on finding those melodies. I'm just sitting at the piano for weeks, months, in this case, a couple of years, you know, just finding those themes and finding those melodies. So for people to... for them to connect with people on an emotional level and also just to be stuck in people's heads is like the ultimate goal.
Wow. And we just were part of a panel presentation. You guys talked about how Ryan Gosling, in all the training for playing the piano, just in the last 2 weeks just got everything. That must have been a wonderful feeling for everybody.
Yeah, well, he spent about 4 months total, and it was in the last 2 weeks that he went from... the first, I would say, 3.5 months, he was, you know, piano lessons 6 days a week, hours, like working on every single note of all these complicated jazz pieces. And then the last 2 weeks, he kind of just, it was in his bones, and he just sort of let it go and started acting it and performing it in a new way. So to see it, you know, to see him take that process of learning all the notes and then just like bring it to life like that was really cool.
And the scene that really brought me to tears was Emma Stone audition. And you were playing the piano as she was performing that live, is that right?
Yeah, I was on set playing an electric piano into her ear because we wanted her and she wanted to sing the song live and to really be able to lead the song and to be able to take the space, you know, with it emotionally. So we felt like we couldn't do what you sometimes do in musicals, which we did in a couple of the other songs here, which is pre-recorded all in a music studio and then lip sync. We felt like we couldn't do that. We needed, you know, Emma wanted to be able to act it on set and really be able to find, you know, find it and find the honesty in it on set. So, she was singing in front of the camera and I was in the other room playing an electric keyboard into her ear and just listening to her and letting her lead the song. And I was just accompanying her, like kind of like you do at a recital or something.
When Damien wrote the script and the planetarium sequence, did you envision it in your mind? Like, what was your initial reaction? Because it's a mind-blowing scene to watch, your initial reaction to that.
Yeah. I'm not a particularly visual person, so I couldn't imagine what it would be visually. I mean, there was a lot of it was on the page, you know, in terms of them walking in and exploring and waltzing and, you know, the handkerchief and all that. I mean, he wrote the scene, but in terms of what it would look like, you know, Damien has everything in his head in such an amazing way. He knows what the movie is going to look like. He knows what every shot is going to be. I don't. So I was going off of sort of the main beats in the script and emotionally what it had to be. And it's all about the emotion really and the shape of it. And we were talking about the, you know, where it grows and where it swells and where it explodes and where it simmers and all that. So I had the emotion and the shape, kind of in mind and I was composing and orchestrating for that.
I love Start a Fire. Like it just blew me away as I was watching it, but so different from every other song in the movie. Was that the most difficult song because it's so different from all the others?
Yeah, Start a Fire is tricky because it has this sort of interesting narrative role in the movie where it's a pop song. It's like a genuine pop song. It doesn't feel like any of the other songs in the movie, and it has to. It can't be bad. It has to be a good song because you have to understand why Ryan's character is in this band going on this journey with them. But it also has to make us feel a little uncomfortable because it's not the music that he's meant to be playing. And it's not the music that Emma's character, Mia, wants to sort of see him play. It's just not who he is. So, it has to straddle that line between quality and sellout a little bit. So it was an interesting challenge.
Yeah. And working with John Legend, one of the biggest superstars in the world, must have been really cool for you.
Yeah, working with John was a blast. I still say one of the coolest moments making the movie was just in a small room when we were writing the song together, just hearing him sing it just as we were demoing it and writing it, having John 6 feet away sort of singing it, having that like powerful a voice, that world class a voice, that close. You know, it's like it seemed something great so up close. It was very special.
Yeah, and you were also the composer on Whiplash. And I have to ask you, I guess both films have intensity to them, but in completely different ways. With the drumming so intense, and now this. How did you experience, you know, the comparison to those two as far as the intensity?
Yeah, they. I would say Whiplash was a very taut, almost frightening movie at times, and a lot of my cues on that were almost thriller cues or horror cues in some way. You know, it was using drums and it was using big band instruments, but I would say sonically and in terms of what it's accomplishing in the movie, it's almost like a thriller or horror movie. This movie is more about emotional intensity, so it's romantic and it's lush, but it's about you still want to affect people in a real way. You're just affecting different emotions instead of scaring them, you know, like making J.K. Simmons this monster on screen. You are in this movie making people feel, you know, heartache and yearning and nostalgia, and but it's still, you're still trying to move people and affect people with music.
Yeah. All right, are you ready for the award season that is upon you? We're doing this the day before the Critics' Choice Awards. Are you ready for what's about to happen?
I'm excited. Yeah. This is, you know, this is, it's been such a long time making this movie, and to get the kind of feedback and, you know, recognition we've been getting is really, really satisfying and flattering.
Wow, fantastic. And the last thing I want to ask you, besides La La Land, your all-time favorite movie musical?
Well, The Umbrellas of Cherbourg. Yeah, that it's a 60s musical. It's a French musical from the 60s. And Damien introduced me to it in college, and it became, I should probably list it as my favorite movie of all time, actually. I see it more than any other movie. Anytime it plays on a big screen in L.A., which is about once or twice a year, I go see it. It was a big inspiration, along with many other musicals, you know, for what Damien and I have been doing for a while now, and it's just a gorgeous sounding and looking movie.
Fantastic. Justin Hurwitz, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.
All right, I appreciate it. Go see La La Land. It's in select theaters now. I'm Lights, Camera, Jackson.